My name is Alessia. I'm 12 years old. Today is May 6, 2019, and I'm speaking with Bernice, who is my mom, and we were recording this interview in Bloomfield Hills, Michigan. What was your childhood like?
Well, my childhood, I have to say, was very fun, always full of energy. I am the youngest of six kids, so our house was always busy with activity, whether it would be brothers and sisters coming and going, or my parents in and out running to the grocery store or going to work. That's how I felt my childhood was like, always on the go and always busy in the house.
It's just like mine.
That's right.
What was my grandpa like?
Your grandpa reminds me, who has passed away over 20 years ago, reminds me of someone who was very stern and very like a strong type of man. So he's very tall, a big guy, worked hard, and he was the type of person when he spoke, everyone listened. He wasn't the very type of person that would be with lots of hugs and kisses. It was the traditional old-fashioned type.
Yeah.
Yes.
What do you think he would treat us like? Like, what do you think he would?
Oh, for the grandchildren, I can tell you, because I've seen him with other grandchildren, so my nieces and nephews, is that he would spoil you rotten. He was the type that would always put you on his lap and play with you. Knowing how he would be, he would probably... He loved me because I was his baby, so I'd say he'd probably love you guys more than anybody.
Where did you meet Dad, and how did it happen?
So your dad and I met at medical school in the cafeteria.
Oh, my gosh.
We did. We met in the medical school cafeteria, and I was talking to a friend of his. So we had a mutual friend, in which later on he approached that mutual friend, and that mutual friend set us up to go out.
Did you like growing up knowing two languages?
I did. My first language wasn't in English, so right. At home we just learned the Chaldean language.
Right.
And then it was tough going to school to learn the proper English because English wasn't spoken at home, so I felt like I had broken English. And to learn the proper grammar and the proper way of speaking English was a little bit more of a challenge. But now, knowing two languages very well, I love the fact that if I don't feel like speaking English so I don't want someone to hear them, I love the fact that I can speak Chaldean. That is if the other person can speak Chaldean as well.
When did you learn English? How old were you?
Oh, growing up, just since I was a baby, I learned both languages at the same time.
Which do you like speaking more, like Chaldean, or do you like to speak
English? I'm better at English.
That's funny. What is your favorite story someone used to tell you as a kid?
Say it again, what's my favorite story?
Someone used to tell you as a kid.
Oh.
Or a quick synopsis of it.
Let me think about this, because I would have to think something when I was a kid.
Or if there's a song or
something. Well, I can tell you the story was the day I was born that I keep hearing about. When my birthday comes around, they remind me of this story. So the day I was born on Easter Sunday. And my siblings were on an Easter egg hunt and playing Easter games. And my mom and dad had to stop the games and said, well, mom's in labor, we gotta go to the hospital, and can't do Easter anymore. So they were pretty upset. They had to stop the Easter egg hunt and the Easter games, but they were happy that they got a baby sister.
That's cute. At what time did you learn? Oh, wait, I already asked this question. Okay, sorry. What was your first job?
My first job was in high school, and there's two ways of putting it. I actually used to help in the family business, and I used to work putting up stock or
cleaning. What was it?
There was a party store.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And I would help, like, put up stock or do bottle returns or even do the register. But that was because it was family. But my real job that I got was in when I was in senior year of high school, I became a nurse assistant through co-op. And then from there, I took that job into college and continued as a nurse assistant at the hospital. That was probably one of my first real jobs.
Is that, like, why you wanted to become a doctor? Is because of that, or did you want to become a doctor before that?
I wanted to become a doctor before that. That's why I pursued those kind of jobs.
Okay. Didn't you, like, work at, like, a market or something?
Oh, yeah, I did that, too. When was that? I think that was during college and med school, too.
Yeah. What did you want to be when you were little? Like, have you always wanted to be a doctor?
As far as I can remember, I always wanted to be a doctor. However, I always wanted to be a pediatrician. I always said I'd take care of kids.
Take care of us.
I do. I guess I do that in a different way, don't I?
Well, what were some games you liked to play when you were little?
Oh, I remember we used to play lots of jump. So outside, when the weather was warm, we did jump rope. And we played games with jump rope. Hopscotch was big.
Yeah. Did you, like, make it out of chalk and stuff?
Out of chalk on the sidewalk. Yep, every time. And we did jacks with the ball and the grabbing the jacks. Mm-hmm. That was a game. We played sports like baseball out on the field and kickball. Those are some of the things I remember in the summer that I played games.
Did you ever play that one song where it'd be like no, oh my gosh, the one game where it's Red Rover. Did you ever play that?
Yes, we played Red Rover. We did.
You're like not allowed to play that anymore because apparently it's too dangerous.
Simon Says was a big game we played.
Yeah. How did you propose? How did Dad propose to you?
That night, I planned our night out. We went.
You did?
Yep, we went and got a bite to eat, and we did dinner, and we went back to my house to watch more TV, and when we were watching TV is when he proposed to me.
Like right in the middle?
Yep, pretty much. Actually, I think, now that I think about it, no. Hold on a second. Wait, it was dinner, and then we came home to watch the movie, The Nutty Professor. I'll never forget that. We were in the middle of watching the movie, The Nutty Professor. I picked it all out.
Is it a funny movie?
It is a funny movie. So I think he kind of surprised me because I planned the night.
Yeah, that's nice. So you weren't expecting it at all.
Right.
Were you talking about getting married before that? Or was it like not?
No, we were.
Yeah.
Yep.
What were your grandparents like?
There was only one grandma that I met, and that would be my mom's mom.
Okay.
That I got to know and meet. All my other grandparents had passed away before I ever met them.
Oh, I thought, so did you, was your grandma from Iraq, though? Did she come back to, like, did she come to
So my mom's mom was, came to America. She was the one that I got a chance to meet.
Okay.
And my dad's parents, so my dad's mom and dad. Dad died before I was born, and his mom died in Iraq, and I never had a chance to meet her. And my mom's dad died before I was born as well.
So, what was your favorite thing? What was your favorite thing about your grandma?
Oh my gosh, she. I love going over there, especially in the summer. I would go there and spend like a week with her. I would spend like a week with her and hang out with my cousins. So we would be with her all day, all night for a whole week. So we became close, actually. And I love being around her. I remember those summer days of hanging out with her.
Yeah. Can you tell me about the time when you found out you were having your first baby? Like, how did you find out, like, and, like, when?
Well, we were kind of planning, so we planned ahead. So we were like, okay, we wanted to try to get pregnant this month. I didn't get my period, so I'm like, this could be a possibility. So I did a home test, and it was positive. So I just basically didn't test myself. Like, there's the home pregnancy test that you can do. So when I was home, with your dad, we tested kind of together to see what's positive and negative. And that's when we found out.
How did you feel?
I was excited. I was super excited. But I have to also admit I was very nervous because I'm like, oh my gosh. Now that I really am pregnant and about to have a baby, I felt like my career was going to change or my lifestyle was going to change, and that got me nervous.
Did it? Like, in what way did it?
Well, because, you know, I had a career in medicine, and right. I was thinking, well, now if I'm going to have kids, that's going to be my priority. So I continued to be a doctor and work in medicine, but I didn't make it my top priority. Like, I cut back on my hours so I could concentrate with the kids at home.
Yeah. How did you pick my name?
Oh, your name. As you know, we didn't have a name right away, remember?
Yeah.
So, your name we couldn't decide on exactly. So we had kind of narrowed it down to like two or three names. But you left the hospital. No, you didn't have a name for like one full day. So you were born, we couldn't decide on the name. We narrowed it down, we talked to your brother and your sister, and then we finally decided between us as a family, especially because of little G and Kiara making a decision, we picked Alessia.
So what was the other name that you were picking?
Well, your dad wanted Gianna, which I didn't because you have a cousin, Gianna. And Alexandria was another one.
Yeah.
Which Alessia means Alexandria, but we thought Alessia was prettier.
Yeah. when did you like decide you wanted like a third kid?
Pretty much I knew I wanted at least three kids, so I figured have kids sooner, not later.
Right.
So after Kiara. About a year and a half after Kiara was born, even though she was my terror, I still wanted to have more kids, so we just kept trying.
Yeah. Didn't you have a miscarriage before me?
Yes, I had a miscarriage after Kiara. So I would have had a child sooner, like
between our grades?
Yep, probably. But because of that miscarriage, I just waited a little bit longer and got pregnant again.
Was there one between Kiara and Gino?
No.
Oh. If you could be anything else besides a doctor, what would you be?
As in a career?
Mm-hmm.
That's a good question because sometimes I do wonder myself. I like the fact of being a teacher. I think that's another way of helping others, but you're helping students.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes I wonder what a fun profession things would be. And I think about an astronaut. I think it's the coolest thing ever to fly into space.
Like work at NASA and stuff.
Yes, I think that's just the coolest thing. And then what I would find as a fun hobby but not a profession is to be a bartender. Like, how fun would that be to listen to people's stories?
Crazy stories?
But then it could be depressing, you don't know.
Yeah, that's funny.
Sometimes I wonder about that.
Yeah. Did you ever have, like, a nickname, like, when you were younger?
Except for, my dad had a nickname for me.
Yeah.
So he was the only one that called me Susu.
Why?
I think it meant, honey and spice. That's what he would describe it as, Susu. He was the only one that gave me that nickname.
Yeah, like, was there a specific reason that he just started calling you that?
I was like his honey and spice, yeah, since I was a baby.
That's so funny. Was growing up with six siblings, like, really hard? Like, did you, like...
I think it taught me independence because pretty much by the time I was around, my parents were like, probably had enough. And I did a lot of things on my own. But I was always independent. So was it hard sometimes because I felt like my opinion didn't count, which sometimes still doesn't.
How does like having like that many siblings like contribute to you like now? Like how does like this does that like help you out now? Like are you appreciative of it now?
Of having so many siblings?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, it's great. I love the family of having a large family.
Yeah.
I love the fact that we have tons of nieces and nephews and we have lots of cousins. And it teaches you to appreciate what you got.
Yeah.
You know, and sometimes not everyone is going to be around forever, so that's what you got to appreciate is that you have more than one sibling and that they'll be around?
What lessons has like working as a doctor taught you?
Goodness.
Like, I know that's kind of hard.
That's a tough one because there's a lot of lessons learned. And part of it would be, one big lesson is, obviously it's not easy to become a doctor because it's a long road ahead of you. But right. The one lesson I've learned from this is that anyone can do what they want if they put their mind to it.
Right? Yeah. I always like questions are kind of jumping around in time. But
that's okay.
Did you have any like friends in like middle school or high school or like elementary school that you don't ever you won't forget?
Not anymore, except for high school. Middle school, elementary school, no. I don't remember them all. I don't remember any of them, to be honest. High school, I still remember a lot of my high school friends.
Yeah.
There's a couple that I still keep in touch with, but very few.
Do I know any of them?
No.
No.
Other than, I mean, in school, high school, but then I had a lot of friends during high school that were not part of my school that I'm still friends with.
Right.
That I keep in touch with.
Right. Do I know any of them?
You do. An example would be Michelle Cusa, Auntie Michelle.
Oh.
I mean, we're still very close. Matter of fact, I was just talking to her yesterday. Now, we were friends growing up in high school, but we went to two different schools. Carla was one of them. That's how we were always close. Grace. So, like, some of these people I still talk to, we grew up in high school, but never close. We weren't super close then, but friends.
So, like, even, like, their husbands?
And more their husbands. I knew their husbands more than I knew them because their husbands did go to school with me and were friends with my brother.
Are they all, like, high school sweethearts, basically?
Some of them are, not all of them.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I just knew the boys. Like, I knew the boys through, they were friends of my brother, which is your Uncle Tony. They were friends with him, and that's how I knew them.
Yeah. What lessons have you taken from your life that you want me to know? Or at least like one or two or something.
One or two that I would want you to learn is to be independent and not rely on anybody. Mm-hmm. Even though we're all there for you, you got to learn to do things on your own. The other lesson I learned that I would love for you to have is to follow your dreams. No one in my family ever went into medicine. No one finished college, and that was one thing I wanted to do, and I just did it on my own without any kind of guidance from my family because they didn't have experience to give me that guidance.
Right. Like, because you say, like, follow your dreams, like, was there anyone, like, who you, like, looked up to even though, like, there was someone in your family?
In my family? I would say the one person I did look up to was my sister Amy, because she was a very hard worker and also was, her and I are similar in like, and actually my mom, your grandma, were similar in like in that we're hard workers, we don't sit basically until the work is done. And that's something that I admire.
Right. And you like told me the other day, like, never settle. Like,
that's right.
Always.
Oh yes, never settle. That's right.
Thank you.
That's it?
Yeah.
You are so welcome.